Wake up call. 5 examples of an unbalanced life. A healthy work-life balance is something that we all love to talk about, research, and strive for. Unfortunately, it seems to always elude us. This should not happen. Typically, the reason something is unattainable is because we make it that way. You will only find balance when you can honestly look at your work health, mental health, physical health, and spiritual health. In this tutorial, we will provide you with a wake-up call. We will give you 5 examples of an unbalanced life. Hopefully, these will help you find balance in your life. You bring work with you. We've all heard of someone that is constantly checking their work-related emails and texts when they're out with friends and loved ones. It's bad enough to be a workaholic while you're at the office, since you don't leave your desk for an entire 8-hour shift. However, it's worse when you're chained to your desk even when you're out of the office. You can fix this by setting up out-of-office auto-replies in your email and set apps to do not disturb so that you can actually enjoy your time off. Resist the urge to check in. If you're not in the office, whatever task or person needs your attention can wait until you are. You're not getting enough sleep. The average adult needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Your body's circadian rhythm is wired to function on 24-hour cycles. Therefore, staying up for 48 hours and then sleeping for 12 is not healthy. When you don't get enough sleep, your immune system is weakened, which makes you vulnerable to illness. In the long run, you increase your chances of developing major medical conditions. If your lack of sleep is caused by insomnia, avoid taking naps. While they're great for getting extra snooze time, they also make it more difficult for you to sleep at night. If screen time is an issue, put the electronics down. Even with night mode on, your brain will still be stimulated by social media. You're not exercising. Exercise is one of the first things that is sacrificed in favor of work. After all, for most people, going to the gym is not an appealing task. Therefore, if the excuse of work can get them out of it, they'll use it. However, physical activity is critical for your overall physical and mental health. Though most people see it as a distraction, exercise actually can increase your productivity and improve your mood. With all of the 24-hour gyms available now, it's hard to say that you don't have time to get to the gym. However, if you feel like you just can't get to the gym, consider exercising in the office. You can use your desk or chair for dips. Also, squats and push-ups can be done anywhere. If cost is an issue, check with your benefits department because some companies offer reimbursements for gym memberships, and some will even provide it for you. At the very least, take a break from your desk once in a while and go for a quick walk. You are more impatient. While it's true that some people are naturally impatient, having an unbalanced life can increase your stress levels. This means that your patience decreases. If you're typically a happy-go-lucky person, but you're suddenly snapping at loved ones, you're probably working too hard. If you find yourself being impatient and irritable with those around you, it's time to take action. In addition to decreasing your work hours, try keeping a gratitude journal. When you wake up and when you go to bed, take a few minutes to reflect on all of the things you're thankful for. You have become a perfectionist. Perfectionism is a double-edged sword. It can be useful or a burden, depending on how you use it. Striving for quality results in your work is a great way to be successful, but if you don't keep it in check, you can end up with unhealthy habits. Learn to manage your time by setting personal deadlines. This will give you a time when you have to step back and see the work as good enough and move to the next task. If you don't give yourself a cutoff time, you'll always be nitpicking your projects. Conclusion: we all wish that we could find balance between our work lives and our personal lives, but it seems to always be just out of reach. This is because we're not truly making it a priority. If you see any of these in your life, It's time to answer the wake-up call and find the balance that you seek.